Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's declared a day of mourning on Sunday after one of the worst attacks in the Russian capital in recent memory. Gunmen stormed a concert hall on Friday and fired indiscriminately on civilians. Now, here's what we know so far. At least 130 people have been killed. More than 180 have been injured. Police have arrested 11 people, including four they say were directly involved in the attack. A group linked to ISIL has claimed responsibility. Vladimir Putin's promised that all those responsible will be brought to justice.
My deepest condolences to all the families who've lost relatives and loved ones. The whole country, the whole nation is in mourning with you. I'm declaring March 24th as a national day of mourning. We have introduced counter-terrorist measures in Moscow, the Moscow region, and other parts of the country. Our priority is to not allow those who are behind this massacre to commit more crimes.
Well, the Gaza Health Ministry says five people who've been sheltering inside Al-Shifa Hospital during the Israeli siege of the complex have died. At least 240 patients and 10 medical personnel are still trapped there. Talks to try to end a doctor's strike in Kenya have collapsed again. Health services have been severely affected as the strike enters a second week. The doctors' union says protests will continue until all their demands for better pay and working conditions are met. The government says its budget simply isn't big enough. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets of the Indian capital for a second day. They're demanding the release of Delhi's chief minister, Arvind Kejriwal, who's been arrested over corruption allegations. He denies any wrongdoing, and his party says the charges are politically motivated. The arrest comes just weeks before general elections begin. A new security law has come into force in Hong Kong despite concerns over human rights. The law is known as Article 23 and it poses heavy penalties, including life imprisonment for what it calls national security offences. Among them are treason, insurrection, endangering national security and sedition. It also grants extra powers to police, such as the ability to cancel passports and to detain suspects for 16 days without charge.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI, and I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.